Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of June 5th. I am your guide and host, Sheila Belanger. So here's a phrase from this week's podcast poem. Surrender ever more deeply to freedom and joy. Incredible week for assessing in your relationships with yourself and the world. What needs to change so that you and all can have more freedom and joy? So the Leo, Aquarius, Taurus fireworks continue. Okay, here's part three. On Monday, June 5th, Venus enters Leo and immediately is opposing Pluto in Aquarius at 0 degrees of Leo Aquarius. So Venus, the relational one, the one who is connected to our values, what we care about, our love nature on all kinds, whether it's intimate partnership, it's friendship, it's your what's important to you in the world. Venus in Leo is a really flamboyant energy. It's kind of like Mars going into Leo because, remember, Leo is the sign that supports us to express who we are. And Venus says, I want to be seen in what I love and what I value. That's important to me. Now, Venus opposite Pluto, when those two archetypes are in conversation with each other, symbolically, because remember, Pluto is the transformation archetype, the one, the deep transformer, the systemic change, the one that says, let's go to the depths and root out the old, the death rebirth ally, death regeneration. So always present as an opportunity with a Pluto Venus-Pluto cycle is deep change in relationships of all kinds. Can be external relationships, family, primary partnership, friendships, work. Can be internal relationships, the dynamics between your inner figures. But essentially, Venus-Pluto says, stop, let's go deeper, and let's find out what really has value for me. What's really going on? And are there patterns of relationship here that are no longer sustainable? And remember, the conversation between a Leo planet or archetype and an Aquarius planet or archetype is that balance between the individual expression and needs and the collective transformation with Pluto there. So part of Venus-Pluto, this cycle may show up as an important process of depth and transformation in your relationships. Maybe there's a situation where someone is really hogging the show, so to speak, a sort of unconscious Leo, I'm the one, I get to call it, and there can be some rumblings of deep need for change. It's not fair. It's not equal. It's not long-term respectful of the individuality of each person involved. Can also show up not having to do with human relationship, but relationship with the world, with nature. Also in terms of Venus connected to our values and our resources, like time and money and ownership of physical things and objects. Essentially, Pluto-Venus says, stop. The sort of inner archetypal accountant is saying, this is costing too much. This is not working. Now, granted, this has been a song from the earth for years in terms of climate catastrophe. This has been a song for years in terms of our political and organizational systems. And it's yet one more time that the song comes out and says, hey, We have to make some changes here. We have to balance opposition, Venus opposed Pluto, because the way we are too focused on individual needs and an unhealthy, unconscious, at times wounded narcissism is causing deep consequences for the collective. Are we going to hear it, right? Equally this week, really strong week, as many weeks have been, on Sunday, June 11th, Venus in early Leo will square Jupiter at 5 degrees of Leo Taurus. So we continue this conversation that started a couple weeks ago of Leo planets squaring Jupiter in its recent journey into Taurus. So again, remember, the Leo energy wants individual expression and creativity and sovereignty. Wonderful. And yet the tension with Jupiter is, what's the price you're paying for that? What's the price your people are paying for that? Your family, you know, your own other parts of yourself. It's having to adjust. It's not just me first, okay? It has to be really changing to change paradigms. Jupiter's involved. Remember, Jupiter has to do with our beliefs and our paradigms. Have to get more pragmatic now. There's a certain quality of Jupiter entering Taurus for the next year that says to our belief systems and our mind, this paradigm is costing too much. It has to change. So this particular time this week, Venus in Leo square, Jupiter says, if there is an unconscious me first quality, it's too costly a paradigm. It needs to shift personally, collectively. It also says, how can you invest, Jupiter and Taurus, in your own innate creativity and presence in the world that will contribute, that does want to come forward and be acknowledged because it adds and supports the changes that are here. So if you're somebody who's really a kind of hidden change agent, where you've been holding back on certain projects or offerings because you don't think you really have value, a good dose of healthy Venus in Leo would say, believe in yourself and bring your offering and your wisdom forward because it can help the world in its changes right now. So consider that. And then lastly, a very, very significant cycle this week. Pluto, which is retrograde in Aquarius, will re-enter Capricorn, the sign it was in before, and it will stay there until January 22nd of 2024. Very significant. Because basically Pluto dips, it's changing signs now. Remember, it entered Capricorn in early 2008 and stayed fully in Capricorn all the way till early 2023. Then in mid-March, it entered Aquarius, it dipped in, and now in mid-June, after 3 months, it's going back. Retrograde, it appears to be going backwards. It's re-entering Capricorn, where it will stay until early January of next year. So the rest of this year is our sort of final accounting, our final review. What are the profound systemic changes, Pluto, the deep change with what's not working, Pluto in Capricorn, around our life structures, our governmental organizational structures. Capricorn's all about structure and ground and productivity and responsibility. So we'll get now, from June till early next year, a final review. What are those changes that we have gone through since 2008 that we now need to kind of seal the deal and bring home and say, this is what we've learned. This is what's toxic. This is what needs to be systemically transformed. So you might notice on the world stage, and particularly in the United States right now, that it seems the most harsh qualities and characters and representations of the deepest shadow of the United States' soul is really up on a very difficult level. And this final 7 months of Pluto re-entering Capricorn, finishing up and then going forward one more time to go into Aquarius, is saying, here it is, we're at the dregs, we're at the bottom of the barrel. And it isn't about polarizing and making anyone wrong, because what we're seeing in the United States and we're seeing played out collectively is the deep toxicity of the old systemic power over colonial dominator white supremacy system. And it doesn't mean when Pluto goes back into Aquarius next January, it's all over. What Pluto is inviting us to do as it re-enters Capricorn is lean in for the next level of detox. Lean in for the next level of personal and collective change. Can you, in the midst of everything you've been through, personally and collectively since 2008, can you find the power, the inner power, Pluto, the collective power, Pluto, to make the changes, to let go of the old systemic power over the old, very toxic Capricorn dominator power, fear-based control. So we have some extraordinary finishing up to do in the next 7 months to whatever degree we can. So that is very much what's present this week. And again, on a personal level, pace yourself, take care of yourself, extraordinary time, and notice your sensitivity. Remember, you're not crazy, you're astrologically sensitive. And bring in your resources so that you can be witness and be part of the change in a way that is supportive and compassionate for yourself and others. So the poem I want to offer you is really supportive of calling you to let go of some of those old individual patterns that are tied into the dominator control, power over patterns that are so toxic in our culture, and to lean in to what has joy, what wants to bud open and be exquisite and bring courage and freedom and light. And the poem is, "We Have Not Come Here to Take Prisoners" by Hafiz. We have not come here to take prisoners, but to surrender ever more deeply to freedom and joy. We have not come into this exquisite world to hold ourselves hostage from love. Run, my dear, from anything that may not strengthen your precious budding wings. Run like hell, my dear, from anyone likely to put a sharp knife into the sacred, tender vision of your beautiful heart. We have a duty to befriend those aspects of obedience of our house and shout to our reason, oh, please, come out and play. For we have not come here to take prisoners or to confine our wondrous spirits, but to experience ever and ever more deeply our divine courage, freedom, and light. May you experience that this week, dear ones. Thank you, as always, for your continued support of this podcast. You're welcome on the podcast page to make a donation if you like, tell your friends, give me a review, quote poems to each other. And remember, I have a special workshop coming up this Saturday, June 10th, Edgewalkers Life Passages. It's all about the core cycles in turning 40 and turning 50, the Pluto cycle and the Neptune cycle that happens in the late 30s and early 40s, and the Chiron cycle that happens in the early 50s. If you're in midlife, you wanted to go to this workshop, and even if you're past midlife, you want to review what the hell happened with those cycles for me. Saturday, June 10th, 9 a.m. Pacific, it's a 3-hour workshop. Go to my website. In the very top page, you'll see a place to click to get information and to register. Edgewalkers Life Passages Workshop. The website is ontheedgesofchange.com. Bless you.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.